There are many ways to walk in this world, but the Bible presents the way to eternal life. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. And today we're exploring how we can faithfully walk in the way of the Lord.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. The way of the Lord is the right way, the best way, and the only way to eternal life. Now, nothing is more important than following the Lord. The Lord Jesus asked in Matthew 16 to 20 and 26, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? I tell you, you can have every blessing on earth that you desire, but you'll have no promise in eternity if you lose your soul. If you lose your soul, you have lost everything, and you don't want that. Nor do we. We want you to be right with God. And so thanks for taking time with us. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. Now, the way of the Lord is good because God is good. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4 calls God the rock, and His work is perfect, for all His ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without injustice. Righteousness and upright is He. To Israel, a rock was a source of safety and protection, and He is perfect, just, faithful, righteous, and upright. God provides for His people. Psalm 77:13 says, "Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? Oh, no one will love you the way God loves you, or send a sacrifice for your sins the way our Father sent His Son to die on the cross for you." Psalm 25:10 says, "All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep His covenant and His testimonies." 2 Samuel 22:31 tells more, "As for God, His way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tested. He is a shield to all who take refuge in Him." We offer this study on the way free. If you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have many free programs and materials on our website, searchtv.org. You can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song, read from John 14, 1 through 6, and examine the way of the Lord and how we should follow it. Our reading today comes from the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. And here Jesus is talking about how that He has a promise of heaven and how He is the way. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going. Thomas said to Him, Lord, we don't know where You are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. That's a great, great understanding that if we want to go to the Father, we have to go through Jesus, and only He can take us there. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for Your Son Jesus, who leads us to be able to come and be with You one day. And Father, we pray that our love for You will grow more and more, that our love for one another may grow, and help us to do Your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Moses told the children of Israel as they were preparing to enter the promised land in Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 to 6. He says, all the commandments that I'm commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefathers. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that He might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you, just as a man disciplines his son. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in His ways and to fear Him. Now Moses revealed that God will take care of His people as long as they obey His covenant commandments. Moses later told Israel in Deuteronomy 10, 12 to 13, now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways and love Him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes, which I'm commanding you today, for your good. God's commandments are always for our good. They will always be a blessing to us. God's commandments are not burdensome or grievous, according to 1 John 5 and verse 3. Christianity is a livable faith that we can bear. Millions have gladly followed the Lord. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God's ways are not so heavy that we can't bear them. While many want to do everything their own way, Jeremiah 10:23 says, "I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps." We can so easily be fooled by temptation and lies. We need the help of the Lord. When a person follows the Lord, he or she blesses everyone who knows them. Proverbs 12:26 says that the righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. I tell you, righteousness matters. Proverbs 14:12 says that there is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. The phrase, "be not deceived," should lead us all to think twice about the difference between God and man. Proverbs 12:15 explains that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. Some people will never listen to what's right. Proverbs 14:16 shows a contrast between wisdom and foolishness. A wise man is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is arrogant and careless. The fool thinks he'll never face problems, but he always does, yes. Proverbs 30:12 says, "There are those who are clean in their own eyes, but are not washed of their filth." I tell you, sin is sin, even if everyone thinks it's okay. God is the one who will be our final judge, and what He says will determine our destiny. Jeremiah 17:9-10 reminds us that the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? And then Jeremiah quotes and says, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds." Now, since people don't like to think of themselves as sinners, they'll go to great lengths to excuse and justify themselves. They may blame others, blame society, or even blame God rather than admit responsibility for their sins. Our postmodern society has ceased to talk about sin. It never mentions repentance and willfully ignores the reality of hell. They can imagine there's no judgment day. Oh yes, they can imagine that, but God will indeed give to each person according to his ways. The prophet Jeremiah asked in Jeremiah 6:10, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ears are uncircumcised, they cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord is to them an object of scorn, and they take no pleasure in it." Oh, Jeremiah would warn them, but they had no intention of listening. Later in Jeremiah 6:16, the Bible says, "Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look for the ancient paths where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk in it." The Jews wanted to do what they wished rather than to follow God's way. They didn't take the warning, and they suffered the fate of the Babylonians, enslaving the people and destroying the city, killing many of them, and Jerusalem was gone. Many religious people today deceive themselves in the same way. They follow false doctrines not found in Scripture, justifying themselves by believing lies and myths. Jesus quoted Isaiah 29:13 to the Pharisees, who held many human traditions and left the commandments of God that are found in Scripture. Jesus said, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Paul predicted some Christians would leave the Scriptures and trust in myths. Yes. And so he urged Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, 1-4. He said, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by His appearing in His kingdom, preach the Word, that is the Bible, the Scriptures. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time will come when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they'll accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. I tell you, it's a myth that you can willfully continue in sin and not fall from grace. Hebrews 10, 26-27 says that those who continue to sin willfully no longer have a sacrifice for sin. It's a myth that baptism is unnecessary to salvation, as some teach. Acts 22:16 tells us to be baptized and wash away our sins. It's a myth that people should pray to Mary. Jesus taught us to pray to the Father in Matthew 6 and verse 9. It's a myth that human love makes sin all right. Love does not excuse sin. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10, the Bible says, Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. It's a myth that Jesus will set foot on earth and reign for 1,000 years. Oh, I tell you, when Jesus comes again, we'll be caught up to meet Him in the air, in the clouds, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13-19. Folks, Jesus is already reigning as Lord over His kingdom, and that kingdom is the church. Jesus already has all authority, Matthew 28 and verse 18. When Jesus returns, the earth will be burned up, 2 Peter 3 and verse 7. Now, when you know what God actually says, you'll be able to spot human myths. Some religious people believe that they're wiser than God and believe they should become editors of God, teaching in order to correct His way rather than listening to the words that God has spoken. Proverbs 16, 1-3 explains that the plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Now, you may think that you have a better way, but God's way will rule in the end. The written Word of God is always right, and we must be careful not to be fooled by those who call themselves prophets. 2 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2 warns, But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be also false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the Master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. And then he says, Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of the truth will be maligned. When false prophecy fails today, and it does quite often, people think all Christians are frauds. Ugh. 2 John 7:2-11 says, For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. Well, this is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch yourselves that you do not lose what we have accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward. And then he says, Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. Now, if anyone comes to you and doesn't bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house and do not give him a greeting, for the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. When false teachers depart from the Word of God, the written Word, they cease to have God. We know the written Word is true. It came to the apostles in the first century, and John 16:13 promises that they were guided into all the truth. Jude 3 reminds us that the faith was once for all time delivered to the saints. False prophets are making up their own prophecies, not believing all the truth that was delivered by the Spirit to the apostles in the first century. The answer to lies and myths can be found by studying closely the written Word of God. Friends, we need to pray what David prayed in Psalm 86:11. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. When we respect God, we listen to Him. When we listen to Him, we learn the truth. The Lord Jesus urged us in Matthew 7:13 to 14, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter it and by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Many people are willing to listen to the popular, easy ways that cost them their souls. But few are willing to take the narrow way that leads to life. Which are you? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that you have revealed the way to us in your Word. Help us to walk in your ways, to do your will, and to love you from a free heart, to care for what you care for. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hosea 14:9 says, "Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them. But transgressors will stumble in them." Oh, I pray you'll walk in the way of the Lord. We're hearing from people who are hungering for true New Testament Christianity. They're weary of the moral confusion of some religious groups today, allowing sin to prevail. They're also weary of churches that entertain and promise, but never ask people to repent. They're looking for something more solid that finds its roots in God's Word. We need to seek the ancient paths of Christianity and walk in them. Instead of refusing to live for the Lord, we need to deny ourselves and take up our crosses daily to follow Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through Him. John 14, verse 6. True New Testament Christianity follows the Lord, not some later vision or prophecy. It doesn't buy into worldly myths and human traditions that have no foundation. To start your walk in the way of the Lord, place your faith in Jesus Christ and trust the gospel of Christ. If you love the Lord, let that love lead you away from sin and to righteousness. That's repentance, an opportunity to change that God grants to us. Acknowledge the Lord and confess Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He's your Lord. And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. That's what's taught in Acts 2:38 in the very first gospel sermon, and it's still the way of salvation. And when you're baptized, God will wash away your sins, Acts 22:16, and unite you with Christ free from sin, Romans 6:3-7. Well, we hope that today's study about the way of the Lord has helped you focus on doing God's will. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or call the Search Office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, there's a schedule of our programs and a map of churches in your area at searchtv.org. And you can watch Search on YouTube, subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and like the programs. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, don't worry, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. We do encourage you to worship at church and find one of those churches of Christ near you. And if you're able to go, then go and be a part of it. Well, as always, we want to say to you, God bless you, and we love you. And that comes from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.